good day today. The you know, February 14th just passed, Lover's Day. So it's going to be a good day today, especially we're going to be interviewing Casanova the Don, and he's going to be here with us, and we're going to be chatting up. If you don't know who this is, then obviously you need to go to Google, YouTube, Facebook, and type in Casanova the Don. And if you want to go even further, then you may go to some articles out there where some people claim that, well, a lot of different claims, but, you know, some of the claims are that he is Tupac. Other claims are that he sounds like Tupac. Other claims are that they work together. I mean, there's all kinds of speculation all over the place when it comes to Casanova the Don. We're going to try to get to the bottom of this today. You know, I've been trying to make this interview happen for a while. His music is definitely is good. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what people say, whether he's Tupac, he's not, he works for them, whatever. It's very, very, very good production. And we're going to get to the bottom of how this production happens. Because, you know, if you think about when you're an independent artist, you know, meaning that you're not with a big record label, that they're not funding a lot of your projects, then it takes money to make something sound good. It's not as easy as just turning your computer on or recording your voice on the phone and coming out with some rhymes. The production, there's a certain value to production. Production takes time. It takes a lot of effort to have a good production. And that's one thing that Tupac used to have. He had his own sound, obviously, but Tupac also had really, really good production. And his production was good as far as, you know, that he will have people singing with him. He will have, you know, girls singing. He will have different voices. The songs will have, you know, the proper bridges. They will have the beginning, middle, and end. They were very, very well produced beyond just his lyrical content, which was, you know, it was a monster of its own. So we see a lot of the similarities of what Tupac was doing with Casanova. There's a lot of speculation that we want to get to the bottom of it, and I've been trying to make this happen for a long time, and finally, man, we're all going to get to listen to Casanova. We're going to talk to him directly right about now. Yo, Cas, are you on the line?
Yeah, man, what's happening?
Man, what's going on, man? Hard man to get a hold of. What's happening?
I know, man. I'm just out here working, man, just grinding, trying to stay above water. That's it.
Yeah, man, you're definitely doing that, you know, and I'm glad you're here because, you know, people were getting mad at me. It's like, hey, where's Casanova at? Where? You know, hold up a second. So what's going on, man? First of all, man, what's how long you been in the game? How long you been rapping?
Man, it's going on about 12 years, maybe 13.
Wow, and you live in, where you living now?
Right now I'm based out of Atlanta.
Atlanta? And then are you independent? Yep.
Got my own label called Black 8 Entertainment. You know, I'm a co-CEO,
okay.
Me and my own boy Tom Cat. And my partner, C-Dog, four soldiers.
Okay, dope. I mean, you know, what I'm very, you know, I'm very impressed with your productions. Like, they are tight. They are radio ready. And I'm surprised that they're not on the radio. Is there a reason you know, they're not playing you on the radio right now?
Right now, the way music is, you know what I mean? The underground has the underground. And the radio has the radio. Now, we either got to go very commercial because, you know, they ain't really doing too much of that, you know what I mean, that hardcore, back in the day, 90 type film shit. But now, it's all about the type of music that you put out. My music, the music that I do, it's still, like, so underground, but it's still real at the same time. But now, if anybody had got the latest EP that I just dropped called Born Royal, it's on iTunes right now. Get it, it's a whole new flavor to it. It got, like, you know, more up to date funk to it. You know what I mean? And I mean, hard 808 bass, almost like trap music. But I still, you know what I mean, kind of switched up the flow on it, but it's still all good. And certain songs make it to the radio, certain songs don't. You know what I mean? And right now, I am on the radio, but I just ain't hit all the markets yet. So I'm not going to say I'm not on the radio. I am on the radio. But I'm just not hitting all the markets yet. Because I'm still...
Okay, like what kind of radio? You over there in Atlanta? Where are you at on the radio?
In Atlanta. Yeah, right here in Atlanta.
Yeah, because I think your vibe should definitely come... You know, I'm here in California, so it should really play really well here. And that leads me to the next thing where, you know, obviously, you know, we're not going to hide the elephant in the room. It's man, your stuff reminds people of Tupac. And that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. Now, is this what you do, or is it on purpose, or is it something that's just your voice? That's just the way that you rhyme.
Yeah, it's the way that I rhyme, but at the same time, like, I was influenced by Pac. You know what I mean? He was the greatest that ever done it. You know what I mean? I can't be him. You know what I mean? So, of course, I, you know, pull from that and pull from other artists and just, you know, put my own flavor to it and just, you know, and just created my own wave. You know what I mean? And right now, if you listen to the new music, you can see I'm transitioning to my own lane because that's what I wanted to do. You know what I mean? I've got to pay much respect to Tupac. You know what I mean? Like, nobody, like, he's a legend. You know what I'm saying? And so when I do certain music and it give you that Pac feel, it's because, it's not because, oh, I just want to be like him, but I know certain people miss him and I miss him. You know what I mean? And sometimes I'll be wanting to hear that just for refreshment. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I have the gift to do that. If I really wanted to go hard, I had the gift to do that. God gave me this vehicle in my throat for me to speak out and to, you know what I mean, and put it together. So at the same time, like, that's just what it is, man. Like, much respect, R.P. to Tupac. But, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we all miss him. I mean, we that's why I appreciate what you're doing in your music, because I think it gives us that feeling that we got with him. And have you ever met him?
No.
Okay, so you know, that's a lot right there, and they just answered that question, because, you know, obviously you heard the rumor that, well, there's a lot of different ones, but the most popular one is that it's Tupac, and basically you work with him as almost like a front man so that he can put his music out, and almost like you collaborate. Is that true or not?
I mean, no, that's not true. You know what I mean? And, like, even when I tell people no, they still don't believe me. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, who would say, yeah, that is true? So that would just be, like, crazy. So I know, even if I'm saying no now, people still ain't going to believe me. They're like, come on now. You know, he's not going to put that on the air. He's not going to say that. But no. So.
Yeah, but you know, exactly. I mean, I'm more of I guess I'm an opportunist. I would say yeah and let people, you know, if they're going to say yeah anyway, and let them roll with it wherever they want to go. You know, you remember Shine, the rapper? He actually went to jail.
He sounded like Biggie.
And he,
yeah,
he sounded like Biggie.
Similar to Biggie. Yeah.
And people embraced him, though. You know, I think people, they knew he wasn't Biggie, obviously, but people embraced him. Why can't that happen with you, for example, out here in California? I mean, have you tried to come into the market over here?
No, not yet. I haven't touched. Right now, I've just been doing, like, the East Coast, the Southeast region. That's all I've been working. I ain't even making it to California yet. So
you're definitely not Tupac, because I think in a way everybody's kind of hoping that you are. You know what I mean? It's like everybody. Do you personally believe he's alive?
Yeah, he's alive. Pac ain't dead, man.
Okay, so is this something that is your opinion based on what you've seen yourself, or do you know something we don't know?
I mean, me personally, some things are just better left unsaid.
See, that's what I was saying. I mean, that's how these rumors keep going, but they're good though, because I want to believe that he is alive, and I want to see him come back. And I think a million other people want to see that. And if you can be part of that, I mean, that will be legendary. That will be, you will be on the map forever. Will you want to be a part of that?
I mean, like I said, man, Pac already paved the way, man. You know, he already did what he did. He set his name down in stone. You know what I mean? So ain't no replacing that. You know what I mean? Me, I'm just, you know, trying to create my own way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want everybody to love me like Pop. That's what I want.
So when can they get your new music? Where is it at right now? Like the Royal album?
Oh, you can catch the Born Royal, the K Prince. That's my new name. That's my alias. I'm running with K Prince.
KPRINCE. K Prince, Born Royal. Get it on iTunes, Amazon. Make sure you get the K Prince app. You got to get the K Prince app. You go to your Google Store, your whatever, your SoundCloud, whatever you call it. Go on your phone and download the K Prince app too. This new EP is crazy, and I'm about to drop the Reload. It's gonna be called Born Royal Reloaded, because I'm dropping it. It's just the EP, so the official album is about to drop real soon. And expect some videos coming from it. You know what I mean? And also, this album right here is gonna have your speakers knocking. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna have your speakers knocking. Oh man, you didn't hear me yet?
No, I heard some of the cuts. That's why I was asking you where to get it, because I'm a fan of your stuff. You know, I don't care about the rumors or whatever. I'm a fan. Like, I think your production value is tight. And that's why I think my disbelief is that you're not only do your vocals and your content sound like Tupac, but your production, if people don't understand how hard it is to mimic that Tupac kind of production, that, you know, where you have musical instruments and you have people coming in singing and you have, you know, these intricate verses. Like, that's not really difficult to do. Actually, I'm going to play a little bit right here. Let me see which one is this one.
Believe she got me open wide. Sometimes I wonder if I'm living in a wicked dream. I'm getting twisted, happy visions like I'm in between. A little body in the...
Yo, that's crazy.
Feel my heart like I'm rolling with Gotti. That's my shit.
That's production value. You know, you got a studio. You got what? How do you know? Just give us a little bit of how you produce these songs, because these are... This is a hard production.
I mean, to be honest with you, you know what I mean? What made Pac who he was the fact that he was a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? He was real about everything and wasn't scared to talk about how he felt at the moment. And that's how I write my music. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going through something, I'm going to write about it. And I don't care, like, even, like, y'all just got to listen to this new EP, I'm telling you. But far as that, that's all it is. I sit up in the studio, and if I'm going through something, I'm going to write about it. You know what I mean?
A lot of things that you write are almost like if Tupac was rhyming in present tense, even though he's not here. You know, like Tupac's back, like that cut. Like, how do you...
Oh, that's my...
Like, what are you going through to write that? Do you get possessed by Tupac? Is that what it is?
Oh, that right there, that was like... It's like, it was almost like I'm stepping up for him real quick. I just wanted to step up for him real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
you come out with a song talking about Tupac's back. Oh, okay. So let me put something like that on the platform so you can get that feel he is back.
No, I mean, it's dope. That's what I'm saying. Like, this should be on the radio. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter the behind the scenes of it. It's like, this is like, not only is... should be on the radio, but the production is radio ready. You know, it's all, and that's what I mean. That's not easy to do, like this one right here. Even the laugh.
Let me tell you what happened though. Thug life, thug life. It's been 16 years, still stuck in the dark cage. Living in my mind, thinking about the fake today. Not 7, 9, 6, I remember like it's yesterday. I got a lot to say, and to make a thug, they can cry. How the media said that I died, but I'm still breathing. Who do you believe in? Everything that you said was a lie. You see, listen, we was in faded, getting faded. In the city of sin.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, I want that to be Tupac right there. I know it's you. But in my mind, I wish it was him. No, because I know what you're saying, but it's hard for me to believe you. You know what I'm saying? Not because you're lying, but because I don't want to believe you. You know, I want to believe that Tupac recorded that. You know, as a fan, I'm like, man, like you know, they got you know, in Berkeley and all these places, they have classes about Tupac. They got people that light candles, like shrines to Tupac. You know, there's people that will do whatever it takes for him to come back. You know, so you know, either you get possessed or Tupac wrote that. And it doesn't take anything away from you. I mean, I don't want to take away from your talent and your creativity because you obviously got it.
No.
But is it, did Tupac write that? Just lied to me, at least.
Huh? No.
Did Tupac, he didn't, you, who's getting the money for that song right there?
Nobody getting money for that.
That's what I'm saying. And then, so, how would you make money for that? That's heat right there. I said, but you know, you got an opportunity to really get paid. You know what I mean? You really do. You got a real product.
I mean, I do have the opportunity, but sometimes it ain't really about the money. It's about just putting out good music. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me twisted. I'm long overdue for, you know what I mean, a nice check, but at the same time, I'm still grinding. You know, just like any other artist as well. And I'm just trying to change the vibe, you know, put some new funk out there. You know what I mean? I want to come out of Jersey and do what I do, man. And just like,
and that's another thing. You're from New Jersey, right? But you got this. I don't know, I don't know if it's the Southern. Maybe you've been in the South for a bit, but or like a California style to you as well. You know, like you know, because you know, usually in the East Coast, people just gravitated towards Biggie a lot more, and on the West Coast, that you know, I would figure you would be from California, you know, being you know the Tupac fan. How did you get your accent that is not that Jersey, you know, accent?
But you gotta think about it. It is a Jersey accent.
Yeah, you think so?
Pac was from the East Coast. You know
what I mean? But he didn't have. It's almost like he was universal. You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
You know,
you're right there. It's universal. You can feel it on the East, on the West. That's why he was loved worldwide because it was universal. He had a universal sound. Now, you can hear somebody that's straight out of like you know what I mean? The West Coast. Nowadays the West Coast don't even sound how it used to sound back in the day, neither. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own funk and their own style. Tiger got his own style. The Game got his own style. Snoop got his own style. You know what I mean? Kendrick
Have you approached Snoop or anybody that used to roll with Tupac?
Only been close with the cousin and one of the outlaws. That's about it.
Really? And what? How do they feel about what you're doing?
I mean, it's all love. Long as you know what I mean. You just gotta know how to pay homage. You know what I mean? Just gotta know how to pay homage. You know what I mean? And be yourself at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what about Suge Knight? Has he you know, he's very protective on the Tupac brand. Has he, you know, reached out to you, or have you ever talked to him about it?
No, I stayed in the cave. Me and him don't have no business. We ain't hard to find worldwide.
Okay, I'm just saying because you know usually he's the mouthpiece for the Tupac brand. At least that's what he does. He protects it. So I was just wondering if he ever, you know, he's very outgoing. So I don't know if he's ever tried to reach out to you and talk to you about the Tupac music.
Nah.
So no?
I mean, nah. He didn't reach out. I don't think he have a reason. He don't have no reason to, actually.
Okay. And so lastly, so you believe Tupac's alive, right? So have you read this article by this guy? He's actually from New Zealand somewhere, where he wrote All Eyes Realize Realize.
Realize.
And you know, he kind of broke down everything that's going on, you know, with the controversy that people said Tupac's not dead and all of that and all of those facts. But at the end, then I learned about you through that article, because at the end, you know, it was like, wow, this is deep. This is some deep stuff right here. Do you believe in those conspiracies? Or when you say Tupac's alive, are you talking about in spirit, or do you believe in the conspiracies that he is alive?
No, he is alive.
So
he's alive.
Would you be able to prove those, it?
Don't be surprised when another album come out.
See, that's what I'm saying. I believe, you know, this is my belief. I believe you are the link to Tupac. I believe that he might have chosen you. I don't know how that came about because you have the talent, obviously, to pull it off. You obviously have the sense to keep your mouth shut when you need to and not say what you need to say and just say what you need to say. You have a smart business sense. Even though you're not profiting from the songs that are heat, that you're producing some songs that are good songs that should be out there, even though you're not doing any of that, I believe that you are the link to Tupac. And what are you going to do now? Are you going to get a record deal? Would you get one? Would you want
one? Oh, yeah. Most likely, we're going to keep it independent. You know, keep it independent.
What about, digital on the ground and all those? Go ahead. Somebody want to reach out?
You asked me, have they reached out?
Yeah, have they reached out? Or have you reached out to them?
No.
Because, you know, they're the ones that gave Tupac that, you know, that start in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know.
That was damn it 25, damn it 30 years ago. You know what I mean? So the generation's changed. A lot of things have changed. Music has changed. You know what I mean? In crazy ways. So the best way, the only thing I can do is just put my funk to today's music and, you know what I mean, and bust some speakers.
So if we follow you, are we going to be able to see more of these songs like Tupac's Back?
It's going to be songs. It's going to be some songs. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't want to spoil you the moment, but it's going to be some songs. But just make sure, I want everybody to follow me on IG, on Instagram.
We find you there.
K Print. Yes,
Official K Prince. Everybody follow you. You know, people follow you. People follow you. That's what I'm saying. You have an opportunity. You have a real brand. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, man, it's like you should be, you know, on the news, you know, whether it is Tupac or not.
Yeah. See, the thing is, if people can follow you, but at the same time, they got to want you at the same time. You know what I mean? Like you can follow me all day, but if you ain't requesting for me or asking about me or talking about me, because you know the word of mouth travel more than anything, then it don't really mean nothing. Then it's just for your own whatchamacallit. You know what I mean? Like that's what a lot of people be thinking, like, oh, this rapper messed up the game, he fucked up hip hop and this and that, and people fell to realize that the people choose them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all control what goes on. You know what I mean? Y'all control the music that people put out. If you like it, then they're going to make money off it. You know what I mean? So they can't say this person messed up hip-hop or hip-hop. No, because this is what y'all buying into.
This is what y'all...
All right. If people want to contact you, you have management or something like that, if people want to contact you and, you know, do you do live shows?
Yeah. I do live shows.
I haven't seen anything on YouTube. That's what I was asking. So, okay, so if people want to contact you maybe to bring you out to Cali... And perform out here. Will you be open to that?
Yeah, just hit us on the gram. Catch us on the gram. Follow my man at TomcatBlack8 2. TomcatBlack8. The number 8. Don't spell it out. The number 8. TomcatBlack8. So follow him.
Okay, and then they can contact him and he's able to set it up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, because we're going to bring you out here to California. You know, I think people out here are not very aware of your music. And I think this is the market where you probably should start off really hard. Because this is, you know, it's Tupac land. And regardless of what the behind-the-scenes controversy or whatever, I'm talking about your music is good. Regardless on where it's coming from, it's good music. So I think people should be able to appreciate that. So I'm really hoping to see you out here in California real soon. And anybody's listening, promoters out there, hit them up. I want to see you blow up. I want to see you definitely take off. I want, you know, you definitely got good music. I can't wait. I haven't listened to the new album, but thanks for letting me know. And that's what I'm saying. It's you know, I want your information to be flowing out there more freely. So hopefully we can see you out here in California. We can see some live shows. Can't wait to see your new music videos. And where else can we follow you? You on Facebook?
Yeah, we on Facebook. You can follow me on Casanova, the Don Official fan page.
Okay, so cool, man. I really appreciate you taking the time. You know, I've been trying to, you know, hit you up for a while to get this done. And basically, you know, we're back in square one, you know, because you say, oh, well, you're not him or whatever was said in this interview, it's probably going to be disregarded anyway. People are going to believe what they want to believe. I believe that Tupac's alive, you know, and I believe you might be the link to him. And that's a good thing. I mean, it doesn't matter. If it turns out that's not the case, who cares? They still get music. I hope people enjoy it and people actually look for you. Look for that Born Royal album. And what else you got to say to the people?
Hey, man, just look for K Prince. We coming. Black A Entertainment, Tomcat, Black Bottle Boys. Man,
we here.
So just get ready for the wave. Get ready for the wave, man.
Okay,
hope
cool.
Everybody, you know, take it easy out there, too. And stop with all the bullshit and all the killing and all that. You know, we can get that unity together. You know what I mean? And
wow,
get it right.
That's deep. Cool. Hey, Cass, hey, I really appreciate that. Hope to see you in California real soon. I'll be here promoting your show when that comes. I'm sure somebody's going to hit you up and bring you out here. And, you know, I want to see you blow up. I want to hear you in the radio stations over here. So, man, much love to you. Thanks for your time.
Get that Born Royal EP on iTunes. Please get it. Get it. Because that's the latest of the greatest. You dig me?
That's what's up. All right, man, I appreciate that, Cass. Have a good day.
You too, player.
All right, later. Yo, so as y'all can see, that was the interview with Casanova the Don. And, you know, cut the music off real quick. Because I believe he is working with Tupac. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm just like, you know, putting a match to the wood that's ready to burn. But basically, you know, I just didn't feel I got all the answers. You know what I mean? And his music is good. You gotta really download the music. It's good music. We're not talking about somebody doing some whack music trying to imitate Tupac. Either he is working with Tupac to some extent, or Tupac sending him songs in one way or another, or he's just that talented that he's able to mimic Tupac all the way down to the beat. You know, and you gotta be a judge for yourself. You gotta go out there. Born Royal is his album, and then he's got a ton of music out there, a lot of music out there, which is another thing. It's like, you know, to make music the way that he's making it, that quality, it's expensive. It takes some money for that, and for him not to be profiting from it, like he said, oh well, you know, he's not doing it, you know, there's no, not everything is about the money, to be doing it for that reason, I don't know. You know, that's another thing. It's like, why, you know, you've got a chance to make money here. There's a real chance to make money. So why not take it? You know, those are things I'm making a question. But the dude's definitely a talented cat. Check him out. Casanova the Don. Casanova with a K. I'll put the links out here on this podcast for y'all to find him and follow him on Instagram. And make sure you follow me at Q Reyes on Twitter. Look for me on Facebook because I'm going to keep up with this story. I'm going to see how it develops, and I'm going to keep you updated on all of that, all right? So, hope you all have a good one, and make sure you comment on this. Make sure you comment him about it, and, let's try to get to the bottom of this, you know? All right? So, until next time, I'm going to be outie, all right? Peace.